News Radio 59, information check at 8:59. 23 degrees in Boston, that's minus 5 Celsius. Occasional light snow tonight, changing to sleet, freezing rain, and rain tomorrow. Accumulations 1 to 3 inches. Rain tomorrow night, and Sunday clearing, windy, and colder. The Celtics are hosting the Portland Trailblazers tonight, and Boston is leading in the third quarter, 76-71. The Dow Jones was up 8.23 today to 836.28, volume just over 37 million shares.
This is WEEI, CBS in Boston, News Radio 59.
Now the headline stories at this hour. Striking Weymouth school bus drivers are voting on a tentative agreement reached this afternoon. The fate of Patriots coach Chuck Fairbanks remains undecided following a federal court hearing. And the state presents its evidence in the case of leukemia victim Chad Green. Following the CBS News, we'll have the Mystery Theater for you. This is Jim Pansulo. WEEI now continues its coverage with Christopher Glenn in New York. At the final tone, it's exactly 9 p.m.
CBS News. Actor John Wayne is off the operating table after more than 9 hours of surgery. It was to have been a routine, though serious, gallstone operation, but the doctors discovered a cancerous growth in the abdomen. I'm Christopher Glenn, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. CBS reporter Miriam Bier is attending a news conference still in progress at the UCLA Medical Center. She took time out a few minutes ago to provide us some details.
Spokesmen at UCLA Hospital say that during the removal of John Wayne's gallstones and gallbladder, an unusual type of low-grade malignant tumor of the stomach was discovered, requiring more extensive surgery for its complete removal. The authorities say that Wayne tolerated the procedure well, the tumor completely removed, and they call his prognosis excellent.
Other reports say Wayne's spleen and part of the stomach were removed during the surgery. 15 years ago, one of the actor's lungs was removed because of cancer. He had open-heart surgery last April. More CBS News coming up.
Fred, it's after midnight. Oh, look what you've done. Will you stop eating and go to bed? You'll never get up in the morning for work.
I can't get to sleep. I took an aspirin, but I'm still wide awake.
Well, what did you expect? Aspirin's for headaches. You need a sleeping aid to help you fall asleep. I'll get you some Compose when I go shopping.
Some what?
Compose. Go to bed, will you, while I clean up this mess?
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Taken as directed before you go to bed, Compose actually helps you fall asleep when you want to fall asleep, at bedtime.
So what else happened at the office today, Fred? Did you get the order for that new job? Fred? Fred, you asleep? That's Compose for you.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M. P-O-Z. Take only as directed. Compose is available at all drug counters.
The Ayatollah Khomeini, spiritual leader of the uprising which has brought down the Shah of Iran, said from his exile in Paris today he's almost completed forming what amounts to an opposition government for Iran. The action is seen as increasing the chances of an army takeover there, something the U.S. State Department warned against today. The Ayatollah, in an interview for this weekend's CBS News Face the Nation broadcast, repeated his charges against the Shah.
What we are against is with the present system that the Shah has brought, so the foreigners can loot and plunder of our national resources, the whole nation standing firm for their liberty for and the independence of the country. They want their country to be advanced, but it is the Shah who destroyed our agriculture. It is the Shah who has destroyed our economy, our human resources, our army. We are against these policies. We are not against the progress. These are their propaganda which has created such negative impact in the foreign countries.
The Ayatollah's comments were through an interpreter. Khomeini said the government he is forming would have himself as its strongman. An American soldier serving in the Canal Zone died today of injuries he received yesterday when a truck in which he and others were riding was involved in an accident and plunged off a bridge. The death brings the total number of fatalities in the accident to 16. Only one soldier who was in that truck is now still alive, and he's in critical condition. A hijacked Tunisian airliner is taken off for an unknown destination after taking on fuel and food in Tripoli, Libya. Four unidentified hijackers demanding the release of two prominent Tunisian opposition politicians are in command of the jet. There are 75 passengers aboard. The UN Security Council session on the Vietnamese-led invasion and takeover in Cambodia is now in adjournment until Saturday. During today's debate, Cambodia's one-time leader, Prince Sihanouk, startled council members by saying, President Carter said the Pol Pot government is the worst violator of human rights. Yes, it is true. Sihanouk claims to represent the ousted Pol Pot regime. More after this.
Denture wearers, if your pastes and powders don't let you eat in comfort and relish your food, try something that can. Ezo denture cushions. For many people, they work better than pastes or powders. Because Ezo can't dissolve, they fit so securely most food particles can't get caught or cause embarrassing odors. For temporary relief until you see your dentist, try Ezo denture cushions. That's Ezo, E-Z-O, for the comfort and security pastes and powders may not be able to give you. Don't miss the Amana Rebate Roundup at your participating Amana retailer. Now through January, get a rebate check for up to $50 direct from Amana when you buy the fabulous Amana Touchmatic 2 Radar Range Microwave Oven Model RR10, the Touchmatic Radar Range Model RR9T, or any Free or Frost Amana 2 plus 2.5 energy saving refrigerator. The refrigerator is designed to save money on your electric bill. Your rebate will be $40 or $50 depending on the model you choose. See your participating Amana retailer now.
An aide to former Congresswoman Bella Abzug says Abzug is shocked by what was called the totally unjustifiable action of President Carter in firing Abzug as one of the co-chairpersons of the President's National Advisory Committee for Women. It happened this afternoon, right after the Women's Committee had held what was an apparently friendly and successful meeting with the President, a makeup meeting following a scrape back in November when the women canceled the White House appointment, complaining the allotted 15 minutes was too short. Ms. Abzug, in fact, was praising the president to reporters today when a presidential aide asked her to step back inside, where she got the word on her dismissal. White House comment on the matter: the president believes new leadership for the committee will be beneficial. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
79 is starting off with a bang at Caldor. Yes, the new year's really off to a banner beginning under the Caldor rainbow with special values in just about every department. Two great events share this week's saving spotlight: Caldor's exciting Dollar Day sale and their wonderful, colorful white sale. You can choose from Caldor's huge assortment of special Dollar Day buys for your home and car, plus terrific health and beauty aids. Take advantage of Caldor's important white sale savings on famous name sheets, bedspreads, pillows, towels, and blankets. Even snug and safe electric blankets that let you turn down your thermostat and still sleep warm all night. If you also want to keep warm when you're outside, there's no better way to do it than with lightweight thermal underwear, and especially when you can get it at big savings at Caldor. Now, Caldor has taken 20% off their regular low prices on thermal tops and bottoms for every member of the family. Caldor, 50 great saving stores and still growing. Open daily and Saturday, 10 to 9.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... G. Marshall. An ancient Persian poet once said, "If thou hast two coins, spend one for bread, with the other buy hyacinths to feed thy soul." It is that search for symmetry and soul through an underbrush of superstitions that entangled ancient Egypt that spurs our tale today. The searchers were Nefertiti, the most beautiful queen who ever lived, and her husband, the pharaoh, Akhenaten. They were very young monarchs, idealists, visionaries, and 2,000 years before their time.
There's someone in the river! You down there! What are you doing?
Swimming!
He must be mad. Why would anyone swim in the Nile at night?
Well, I dropped him overboard. I thought he was a stowaway.
You can't leave that boy in the river. Throw him a line. Hey, you! Get out of there!
What?
Don't you know the Nile is full of crocodiles?
Our drama, The Curse of the Scarab, is based on archaeological findings and was written especially for the Mystery Theater by G. Frederick Lewis. It stars Tammy Grimes.
It is sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores.
I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Howie, somebody's under our bed.
It's only me, Captain Nighty Night, here for Northern Electric Blanket.
What?
I'm under here checking the spring.
How long have you been under there?
You know, they're in bad shape because you pile so many ordinary blankets in the bed to keep warm.
Well, yes, but we can't afford to leave the furnace going full blast all night, you know.
That's right, dear.
But just one Northern Electric Blanket heats only the bed, not the whole house.
Uh-huh.
Keeps you warm, saves you money.
Uh-huh.
Take it from Captain Nighty Night, get a Northern Electric Blanket.
Should I mention your name?
I wouldn't. I mean, a grown man talking about Captain.
The Northern Electric Blanket. Saving you money, keeping you warm.
For some kids, running is only a dream. Some kids can't even walk. At Shriners Hospitals for Crippled Children, the best medical attention money can buy is free. If you know a crippled kid that needs big help, call the Shriners toll-free, 800-621-1113. You don't have to be connected with the Shrine in any way to help a crippled child. Just call toll-free, 800-621-1113.
Harry, your Consumer Reports magazine is coming between me and my wife.
My Consumer Reports?
If you didn't share your Consumer Reports, Gladys and I would be much happier.
My Consumer Reports?
Yeah, Gladys used to make me bologna sandwiches, but no more.
Why not?
Why not? It was your Consumer Reports that gave her the bad news about bologna.
Consumer Reports just gave her the facts.
Yeah, but they made her mad at me.
Because you like bologna?
No, because I ordered a new ceramic cooktop stove for her birthday before we read in your Consumer Reports that they're a pain to keep clean. And another...
Poor Harry. He should tell his friend to call toll-free 1-800-228-2200 and take advantage of this special radio offer. You get 6 issues of Consumer Reports, plus the buying guide rating over 1,900 makes and models of products, plus the 370-page book, Guide to Consumer Services. It all costs $12.50, but it's yours for just $6. To order, call Consumer Reports toll-free 1-800-228-2200. That's 1-800-228-2200. Call now. Interesting thing about an idealist. If you agree with his views, he is prophetic and farsighted. If you don't, he's a romantic, an ostrich head, a castle builder. Queen Nefertiti and King Akhenaten had built such a castle. In fact, an entire city, a place where artists could live, where culture could grow, where believers in one God could worship in peace. But for the beautiful Nefertiti, this heaven had become a hell.
True, I was a queen. I had almost alone turned a barren desert into the new capital of Egypt. Amarna, we called it. Modern palatial houses, tree-lined avenues, gardens, pools, room for 100,000 dreams. Suddenly, the taste of achievement turned sour in my mouth. I had lost my little daughter to death and lost the love of my husband to life. Only one star, one ambition, shone for me in the very black night. I had one reason left to live.
You sent for me, Queen Nefertiti?
I've misplaced it again. I don't know why I do that. You suppose it's intentional?
You've lost the scarab necklace.
Don't tell me you found it.
I did. And I had the clasp fixed. Let me fasten it about your neck.
Of course, I don't wish to lose it. What am I saying? It was a present from General Horenrab. That time when I gave him the gold he needed to pay the soldiers. He gave it to me. It was his grandfather's. I think if anyone's been listening, they've gone away now.
Are you being spied on?
One never knows. Come closer, Mariani. The time is now.
Now?
Yes. You and I have talked about it many times. You take little Tutankhamun and my girls and keep them safe with your sisters until the day I can send for them. I'm not waiting one day longer.
Nefertiti, you're going to do it now? Leave Amarna in secret? But everybody knows you. The Sayer will give the alarm and you'll be brought back.
Listen to me, Mariani. I've thought it all out carefully. The first month of Shemu starts tomorrow. Our first month of harvest. My husband goes by chariot to every farm until the harvests are all gathered.
That gives you 2 months. Will you go by chariot to Thebes?
Too dangerous. There are Bedouins and outcasts everywhere. I would have to take an army along to protect me.
So what do you plan?
Many years ago, the Pharaoh and I went into the hills behind Thebes to gather the Fellahen about us, to make them believe in one powerful god as we did, not the countless gods of our ancestors. We disguised ourselves as beggars. I was a beggar boy carrying a bundle of clothes. So I shall become a beggar boy again and smuggle myself aboard one of the barges returning up the Nile to Thebes.
Nefertiti, I must go with you.
But what about your little sisters and my children? I couldn't have Akhenaten find them.
I have friends who will take care of all of them. They love children. No one will ever find them. Well, I can't let you go alone to Thebes.
Have you any idea how dangerous it could be?
I'll disguise myself as a boy also. We'll each carry a bundle of clothes.
More than that, I have vowed to bring with me the poor little body of my dear daughter, Mekhtoten.
Are you sure it's wise?
It's the wish of my life to have Mekhtoten buried in the consecrated ground of our ancestors in the Valley of Kings.
That takes time. The Pharaoh will learn of it.
Once I am back home in Thebes, Queen Tai, his mother, will protect me. She's never approved of her son's religion. I'm sure she'll do everything possible to see my baby is buried in honor.
Where is Mekhtoten now?
It's horrible. She lies in a secret crypt in the cellar of the palace.
But to smuggle even a baby's coffin aboard a barge, how can we?
In a basket. A plain, ordinary, covered basket. Mariani, stop that. Someone will hear us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Nefertiti. I can't help it. I never thought being in the hold of a barge would be so rough.
The Nile isn't rough, but every time 50 oarsmen pull at the oars together, the barge shoots forward like an arrow.
Oh. Well, whatever it is, I don't feel well.
It's been cramped down here for so many days with all those old ropes and smelly fish baskets. That doesn't help.
If I live through this, I'll never eat fish again.
I get so cramped down here on these boards. It's night now, so I can go out on deck. Stretch my legs.
Well, be careful. We don't want to be discovered.
I say to myself, if the sailors find out now, what can they do? We're almost at Thebes. They're not going to turn back to Amana with two stowaways.
But what if they find the basket with Mekhtoten's body?
They won't. Down here it looks like any other basket. Now you rest, Mariani, and by morning you'll see. You'll feel much better.
Hello, boy.
Oh, you startled me.
I haven't seen you on board before.
I work down below, in the cellar.
What?
I mean, the hold. The hold.
You're not much of a sailor, are you? Works in the cellar. Is this your first trip?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're almost at Thebes. You have a family there?
Oh, yes.
I wish I did. But my old mother, she died last month. Haven't got any family anywhere now. That's what comes of being a sailor. Well, not that they need sailors. Well, these old river freighters are nothing but elephant-sized rowboats.
You've been to sea?
Have I been to sea? If it weren't for me and sailors like me, Egypt wouldn't have a navy, I can tell you that. Yeah, but I'm getting tired of life on the water.
Why don't you try something else?
Well, I would if I could, but being a sailor is the only way I can serve Queen Nefertiti. May the gods keep her well.
You're fond of the queen.
Oh, I don't know an Egyptian who isn't. She's for the working people, and we know it. I'll tell you this, lad. It's an unfortunate marriage she's made. She's worth 100 pharaohs.
How could you serve the queen on land?
Well, that's just the point. All I have is these two strong arms. But I'd die for her, make no mistake. Nefertiti, she's an inspiring little thing.
You're very flattering.
And you're asking an awful lot of questions, boy. Are you sure you're working this barge?
Of course I'm sure.
Wait till that cloud passes the moon. I'll have me a good look at you.
I think I'll have me a walk around I must go now.
Not so fast.
Hey,
Of course, I don't
let
have...
Let go of me.
Now, I don't have to see you to find out if you belong on this old tub. There's one sure way to tell a seaman from a stowaway.
Go on now.
You lift up the suspicious characters. So...
Come on now, put me down.
That's what I'm aiming to do. And you hold him over the side.
Hey, come on now, let me go.
Over the Nile.
Come on.
And you put him
down.
Hey, come
on now, let me go.
In it.
Off. Hey, I'm in the river.
If you belong on a boat, you'll have no trouble in the water. But if you're a stowaway, you won't be able to swim. Is that you, Tar?
Nibsenny, is this your watch?
All night. I like the night watch best. It's cooler. What are you looking at?
Well, there seems to be someone swimming around down there. Can you see him?
Someone in the river? Why, yeah. You down there. What are you doing?
I dropped him overboard. I thought he was a stowaway.
Well, look sharp. Let's throw him a line.
What for?
There are crocodiles down there.
You know, you're right. I see one swimming toward him right now. Hey, boy, get out of there.
What?
Head for the barge.
Oh!
There are crocodiles.
Oh! Nefertiti, the barge isn't moving.
I know that. It could mean only one thing.
What?
By my count, we have spent 3 weeks and a day on this barge. We should be in sight of the harbor.
The harbor of Thieves?
My guess is we're waiting for the pilot to come aboard and guide us in.
I can't believe it. We're home. Oh, let me hug you. Nefertiti, you're soaking wet.
I went in swimming last night.
In the water?
Mm-hmm.
In the Nile? Mm-hmm. What? There are crocodiles everywhere.
A few. But there isn't a crocodile in the Nile who can swim as fast as I can.
Did anyone see you?
Oh, yes. By the time I came out, I had quite an audience.
Oh, you really have a lot of nerve, Nefertiti.
It's been too long since I rode horseback or swam. I used to love sports before I became queen. It's not good for anyone to spend their lives sitting in a golden chair. I'm going to change all that.
Oh, I know you will. You're the one woman who can do anything once you make up your mind to it.
When we pull into the dock in Thebes, the hardest thing I've ever had to do is before us.
You mean carrying that basket?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a burden I wouldn't wish on a single Egyptian mother. But it must be done, or I'd never, ever be able to sleep peacefully again.
We today cannot imagine the importance of the afterlife as felt by the ancient Egyptians. An Egyptian anointed and protected the dead to ensure continuing life in eternity. That is why he surrounded the deceased with what he enjoyed on earth, so that the dead could continue the same existence in afterlife. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
We hear a lot these days about children who have trouble reading. This is Marlo Thomas. My involvement in producing children's records and television programs has taught me that kids love stories and want to read. To make them good readers, you have to start early and introduce them to books. You also need to get them used to the idea that reading is fun, because it is. These are two of the simple tricks to reading. The library is another. Almost every library I know has a collection of books and learning materials, especially for children. The children's room in a library is one of the most exciting places to be. Lots of libraries have story hours and give puppet shows. These are wonderful tools for teaching kids to read. If you are a child or a parent and you haven't checked out the library's children's place, do it. You'll get carried away.
And you and me are free to be.
A public service message from the American Library Association.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau. Are you in the market for a used car? If you are, it would be wise to shop around until you get a feel for the market. It's important for you to find out if the car is covered by a warranty. A used car warranty is limited. For example, it may cover the first 1,000 miles or 30 days. Remember, however, the warranty is as good as the dealer who backs it. and you check his reliability with your local Better Business Bureau. Also, remember that careful inspection is the key to enjoying a used car. Be sure and look for rust. Check the tires, the shock absorbers, and the operating controls. And incidentally, it's also a good idea to take a test drive. You see, by giving the car the once-over before you buy it, you're protecting yourself against a faulty purchase and a lot of headaches after you've bought it. This has been a tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Try to place yourself in the dilemma that faced Nefertiti. Your daughter is embalmed, but has received no sacred burial rites. Your children are hidden somewhere in the city you have escaped from. Your husband, to put it mildly, is a religious fanatic. He also happens to be the most powerful man in Egypt. Only courage stands between you and the collapse of your entire future. You have taken refuge with the Queen Mother, your mother-in-law, in whose hands lies your safety.
And so, Queen Tai, I had to escape from Amarna. You have no idea how strange your son has become. Sacrilege after sacrilege. Not the least of which was denying Meketaten a proper Egyptian funeral. That I could not have. I want her there, waiting for me in eternity when I die and arrive.
Oh, my poor child.
I wanted to believe in one God. I thought it made so much more sense than a separate God for every human effort. But when I saw how this belief, how unbalanced it made Akhenaten's mind, the way he acted, I had to escape with my child. We must have the proper burial before he finds out.
You are afraid Akhenaten will come here to Thebes
and try to stop it? Yes, I do. How long will it take, Queen Mother, to prepare the sacred ceremonies? Is there time to dig a tomb in the Valley of Kings?
Meketaten will be taken to the Valley of the Queens, into a burial chamber I have built for myself. What's that? Don't be frightened. It's a signal which I must answer. I'll go myself and see what it is. Yes? What are you doing here?
The palace guards brought me. They said this is where I should go.
Do you have a message?
Why, I do have something, my lady, but I want to be sure it goes into the right hands. The soldier said it was valuable.
Please give it to me.
Well, how do I know I'm giving what I have to the right party?
I am Queen Tai.
Oh, may the earth swallow me. 1,000 pardons. I had no idea. The Queen Mother herself, I prostrate myself before you.
Get up. We don't do that here.
I'm a poor seaman. I meant no harm.
Neither do I. Now get on your feet.
Thank you. I could see by the carving it had a royal crest, so I came here. I came to the gate, and the chief of the palace guard said he recognized it.
It? What? Give it to me.
Well, this scarab on a necklace. I had no idea. It's not my fault.
May I have the scarab necklace, please?
Oh, yes, please. Take it. I don't want it.
Why did you say you found it?
Oh, on board a barge. We came from Amarna. I'm a poor seaman. I meant no harm.
What is it, Queen Mother? Oh, it's you.
Have I done something wrong without knowing it? I'm not a thief. I'm a loyal subject of the Pharaoh and Queen Nefertiti.
He has brought this necklace. I don't know why the guards escorted him to our door.
May I see it? The scarab. Queen Tai, this was given to me by General Horenrab. The guards must have recognized it. That's why this man was given safe conduct. Do you want a reward?
Oh, no, nothing. I had no intention. I knew it was valuable, but money, I wouldn't think of it. Just let me go, miss.
Do you know you are speaking to Queen Nefertiti?
Oh, no. I'm done for.
Your name is Tar. You are a seaman. You worked in a barge that arrived in Thebes from Amarna.
Oh, your highness, you are blessed with a godlike sight.
You are tired of sailing on river barges. You would like to work on land. Your mother has died.
Everything. She knows everything about me.
You will report to the commander of the palace guard and tell him the queen would like you to be her personal bodyguard.
Oh, come, child. What do you know about this ruffian sailor?
I know he is honest and faithful to the queen. And if he so much as catches any unauthorized person on the queen's property, he would throw them into the Nile, even if the Nile were filled with crocodiles. I don't think the Tar realized I was the stowaway he gave a bath to in the Nile. He was faithful, and he was useful during the hasty preparation of Makototan's funeral. Finally, the day came. The procession of mourners walked behind Queen Tar and myself, and we followed the tiny little coffin down the steep stairs into the tomb.
I'm so very sad. I wish I could join my daughter.
Nefertiti, stop that. You have Tutankhamun, you have daughters, you have much to live for.
I know that for 18 dynasties we have believed that death was only the first step to a wonderful transformation. But supposing it's not the passage to the true eternal life? Supposing Mekhtoton is reborn, she will be all alone. I'm here and she... How could she be happy there?
That is why her toys and her dolls and her little ebony and ivory chair, all the things she loved, are all being placed with her.
What if we're mistaken and it's not true? And when I die, I shan't see her again.
You ask too many foolish questions, Nefertiti.
I wish Akhenaten were here. He loved her once.
Akhenaten? He'd never allow this. We're heretics in his eyes. May the gods spare him when it is his time. We are now in front of the golden doors to the sepulchre.
Did they bring the cornflowers and raisins? She loved raisins.
Of course they did. Nefertiti, repeat after me. You will live again, Mekhtoton.
You will live again, Mekhtoton.
You will live forever, Mekhtoton.
You will live forever, Mekhtoton.
You will remain young as you are forever and ever.
You will remain young as you are forever and ever.
We passed through the golden doors into the corridor which would lead us to my daughter's final resting place. All her toys and clothes and dolls and favorite foods and fruits and flowers were placed along the corridor. Behind us, guarding, was Tar the sailor.
Where are you going?
I am a priest, you fool. I have indulgences for sale.
You cannot pass. I'm the queen's bodyguard.
It's just the man I want to see.
You're a priest? Carrying that box around your neck like a street vendor selling figs and dates?
Oh, you know nothing about funeral ceremonies, bodyguard. I can see that. In this box, I have indulgences for sale.
In what? Well, where are they?
Indulgences guaranteed to place the hand of the deceased into the hands of Osiris. Take a look.
Those clay figures can do that?
Very helpful. I'll make you a good price for a dozen. Less than a dozen is hardly worthwhile. It's not effective. A waste of your gold. Your mistress will appreciate it, I guarantee you.
Oh, I don't know anything about indulgences. All I know is no one is allowed in there. Now, you'd better go.
Mekhtoton's coffin was placed in the inner chamber, the figurines of the protective gods at each corner. It had all been such a rush. The artists were still painting the walls with the story of Mekhtoton's journey through the underworld to her final resurrection. Queen Tai and I stood there crying, and suddenly the door was thrust open.
Nefertiti! Oh. Mother! What is this charade?
Akhenaten! Son, restrain yourself.
Nefertiti, may you be accursed! May you be barren for the rest of your days. May you suffer the eternal damnation of the only true God, Aton, the Sun.
Of nothing. Stop that.
Mourners, you call yourselves professional weepers, the lot of you. Miserable beetles all praying to crocodiles and dogs, monkeys, cows, and snakes. Defiling my daughter, Megatopton. Defiling her, the High Priestess of Aton.
Indulgences for sale. Oh, so you're still here, bodyguard. What's happening inside the burial shrine? I hear all kinds of loud noises.
Oh, I have no idea. Haven't you sold all those trinkets yet?
Trinkets? You watch that sacrilegious tongue of yours.
You, painter or artist, whatever you call yourself, what is all that nonsense you're daubing on the walls? Give me those paints. I'll paint you the truth. There! There! Smashed on the wall! Reds, greens, blues, yellows. Those smears are what I think of your god.
Nothing. You're killing Nefertiti. Look at her face. It is white.
Oh, mother, mother, how could you do this? I remember those grotesque demons around my father's death. Bed, and now to see these monstrosities again. In this mockery assails my soul. Give me those cheap clay statues. I grind you to the ground. You, Osiris! This one too. Anubis the dog. Lie on the ground, Anubis, where dogs belong.
He has gone mad.
How can you believe, two modern Egyptian women, that these symbols mean anything?
Nothing.
Do you think the dark powers of the netherworld will be frightened by these playthings? How can you be so stupid to think this primitive magic will open up the gates of life after death? Open that door! Priest! Come in here! You, with that box about your neck!
Me? You call me? You call for a priest. I can help.
Yes, priest. Let me hear some mumbo jumbo.
Unto the great God we deliver this child in peace, in peace, in peace.
Tell me, how much gold are you charging, priest, for a safe ticket to eternity?
Give me that bottle of rubbish.
Off with it. I'll show you what it's worth. That's what your indulgences are fit for! Mud, dirt, the ground!
What are you doing, Akhenaten? Don't touch that coffin!
I am taking the flesh of my flesh, the body of Megatotten, High Priestess of Aton, away from this place! Stand aside, all of you!
No.
In her honor, I lift high this golden box with this golden child. On the sacred body of my own flesh and blood, I say to you all, you are doomed. There is only one God, the giver of life and the taker of life. I shall now bring the remains of this child back to the city of truth, Amarna, and bury her in the eternal house of Aton, the Sun, free of demons, ghosts, dolls, and superstitions. And you, my loyal, noble wife, robber of bodies, defiler of Aton, you will be placed in chains like a common foreign captive slave and brought back to the city of truth for the world to mock.
It mattered little to me how I was dealt with. I vowed. When I saw the child's father trampling on the garlands of mandrakes and cornflowers, desecrating my daughter's voyage to eternity, I vowed that for 2 years I would go into mourning. I would wear coarse sacking. I would scatter dirt on my head. And only when my grief was paid for would I once again look up into the sky.
That cry from a mother who lived thousands of years ago in an ancient culture is the same as any mother's lament over a lost child today. Centuries have passed. Statues have crumbled. The desert sand has covered much of what dynasties of Egyptians had built. But sadness, courage, and love still remain. I shall return shortly with Act 3.
Hi, Pat Summerall. True Value Hardware Stores know that a mechanic has different tool needs than a homeowner. He needs more tools because he has more ways to use them. But the homeowner and the mechanic both share the need for quality tools, like True Value Hardware Store's exclusive line of Master Mechanic hand tools. You can add versatility to your workshop with the Master Mechanic 17-piece socket set that includes 11 sockets, a socket extension, reversible ratchet, and more. Choose either the standard or metric set for just $19.97 each. True Value Hardware Stores also offer the Master Mechanic 6-piece router bit set for just $18.97. These precision machine bits are designed for heavy-duty routing, slotting, and grooving. Get these and other quality Master Mechanic hand tools exclusively at participating True Value Hardware Stores.
True Value Hardware, it's more than just a name. It's a way of doing business that means True Value.
Hey, buddy, can you give a fella a break?
Sorry, fella, I only give at the office.
I'm not looking for a handout.
What can I do for you?
Help save my life and breath.
Do you need mouth-to-mouth breathing? I'm not the type.
No, but you're smoking. And your smoke is hitting me where I breathe. And what with an allergy and pollution, you're not helping any.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bother you.
Sure, but the fact is that your smoke is getting in my eyes and nose and throat. And that's not a good song for my lungs.
Well, you could always move away.
I do, and then there's another one puffing away in my face. How about a deal? Like the Lung Association says, smoke if you must, but make smoking a private affair. Or quit. Secondhand smoke is truly offensive for non-smokers.
Well, I'll give it a try.
Wish you would, otherwise they're going to hang a tag on you.
A tag?
Yeah, cigarettes are a health hazard, and so are you.
Got you, buddy. Now, about that handout...
Save it. Let me give you one. Your Lung Association says that giving up smoking is a matter of life and breath.
The Egyptian word for stone markers on which ancient history is written is stele. I'll paraphrase two stele found in Amarna. And there was sadness in the temples of the gods and goddesses, from the Elephantine to the Delta marshes. Queen Nefertiti was kept a prisoner. She made no appearances among her people. The pharaoh Akhenaten led the court of Amarna in singing hymns to Aton, to which I shall add, they sang hymns while enemies cut off pieces of the land and Egypt bled away.
I tried to wipe the sad memories of Mekhetoten from my mind, but the other day I came across some little sandals I had been making her of woven glass beads, the strap to look like a lotus flower. I had never finished them while my dear one was alive. But I did have one affection left in the world. Horenrath, commander of our armies. It was a blessed day when he returned to my life.
So, this is where Queen Nefertiti lives.
Where she is imprisoned.
It is a big room. And up there, five steps up, I see the royal bed.
I sleep there when I sleep.
With the seal of the sun god on the ceiling.
At the pharaoh's insistence.
And how is Akhenaten?
He lives in a world of his own. But so do I. Behind the curtains next to the bed, I have our real gods.
There's a plaster portrait I always loved. The famous head and shoulders of Queen Nefertiti in her royal blue headdress.
Would you believe it? Thutmose the sculptor is still working on it. He's never satisfied.
I should be satisfied to own such a portrait.
Thutmose is the only one who hasn't deserted me. Akhenaten lets him come occasionally to work on it. That's why the plaster and the colors and the palette knife are on his stand.
Oh, I see you still have my scarab.
I wear it for luck.
Nefertiti, I have come to tell you that the pharaoh must die. He is killing Egypt by neglect, and I cannot stand by any longer and watch it expire a little every day and do nothing.
I have no feeling for Akhenaten.
I'm glad. There is no one else who can get close to him but you. So, it is you must do it.
I couldn't.
Then I will. But when I do, I'll need your help.
How can you ask me to be a part of this? My own husband.
Loyalty after what he's done to you? Dragging you through the streets in chains. Oh, I know it was 2 years ago, but never in the history of all Egypt has anyone of royal blood been treated like a cheap trophy of war. When does Akhenaten visit?
No set times, but I don't expect him today.
Nefertiti, you are still queen of our people. They are being murdered in Usalim, in Lebanon, in Palestine. The lands surrounding us have all been lost to the enemy. It's too late to bring back to life the hundreds of thousands who have died, but it is not too late to rid the world of an insane pharaoh.
Who sent you here?
500,000 people who looked to Amarna for help and who died waiting.
I cannot.
Then I shall have to do it alone. I believe the pharaoh is arriving.
I'm very afraid.
Good afternoon, my dear. I've asked Thutmose to join us shortly. We will have some pictures made. How are you, my dear?
Good day, Pharaoh Akhenaten.
Ah, I know you. What are you doing in Amarna? Why aren't you back in Thebes with the palace guard?
My king, do you know that all the provinces of Egypt have been lost? Everything gained by your father, Amenhotep, and his father before him?
There have been whispers, Nefertiti. I don't like whispers. So I've asked Thutmose to sketch some pictures showing how happily the House of Aton rules. You and I together. He'll be here in a moment.
My king, have you heard me?
Then we'll have these new drawings copied on temple walls and public places all over the land.
You, sir! You are interrupting me. Of course I heard you. I know all about that. Every day I receive a letter from some prince or governor asking for this, asking for that. Troubles, invasions, who believes that? They want our gold.
You knew. You've known all along?
I never believed a single clay tablet. Where is that Thutmose?
You're spending too much time fooling around with that head of you, Nefertiti, and that silly blue hat. Horemheb, you may leave us. Go back to your army.
Egypt has no army. In 2 months, maybe less, the entire Nile may be Hittite. Do you believe that?
King Hatti wouldn't dare.
You have forgotten. King Hatti is dead. His son is king and ruthless.
They know Egypt is a land of peace and harmony. They'd have nothing to gain.
I can't stand to hear you talk such nonsense. Akhenaten, don't be a fool. The general could still organize an army if you'd let him. Stupid. Stupid.
You dare talk to me, your god, like that?
Yes.
You...
Step.
Take your hands off me, Horemheb.
I am holding your arm so long as it is raised against the queen. Put it down.
How dare you? General, you will go down into the courtyard and stand by the pool where I can see you from this window. You will stand at attention.
I shall be there, Pharaoh.
Let go of...
Why do you squirm so? There. I release you.
I'd say this figure Thutmose did of you could be improved on.
Don't you dare touch it.
The shoulders are much too big for the head. Suppose we cut a bit off.
Stop it! What are you doing? You're crazy!
And suppose we cut down the other shoulder to make it even.
You are a destroyer. I should have known. Give me that knife. You leave that beautiful thing alone. Coward. Coward.
Get off the floor. You're not hurt. Now, kneel.
No.
Kneel, I say!
That's better. God forgives you.
God? What God? How would you know if he forgives anybody? You can't even make the ignorant and superstitious believe. With all your gold discs on the altars of temples, with all your destruction of statues of the great pharaohs, the fellaheen once threw stones at you. Now it's hate.
Egypt hates you, Akhenaten.
Those priests in Thebes deserved what they got. Empty treasuries. I didn't destroy statues. I tore down false gods. And if the priests hate me, they hate the truth.
The truth as you see it. What about the Egyptian who lives now? You can't destroy him, deface, or chip away what's in his heart. That's where I carry the old gods. Inside. And so do they.
How do you know? You're confined to the palace. Amarna is filled with those who believe in the one sun god. Fine people come here from all over to reject superstition.
You really believe that? Your one god is the joke of the city. Superstition. Why, you're more superstitious than the most ignorant camel driver. Did I say you were hated? Egypt is laughing at you.
Be quiet!
Did you enjoy slapping my face? Did your god tell you to do that, coward? The way he told you to murder our daughter? Force a 6-year-old to burn to death under the sun? I will never forgive you for that if I live to be 1,000 years.
Nefertiti, don't... You don't understand.
Get away from me.
Come down from those steps.
I don't want you near me, don't you understand?
You don't know me anymore, please.
I'm standing here on the top step. Don't you come any closer.
It's your bed, dearest one. We are husband and wife.
You stay where you are. Failure is written all over you. Enemies around you, enemies at home. What is your god Aton, the sun, done for Egypt? You know what I have hidden behind this curtain? There.
Oh!
Look! There they are. My gods. Thoth, the standing baboon. So Beth the crocodile. They protect me.
You traitor.
And what has he done for us, your one god? Where is he?
I am Aton. I am God. I am God of the universe.
I didn't see the palette knife Akhenaten still held in his hand. He came up the steps towards me, trying to get at me. Somehow it caught in the curtain. He turned and stumbled down the steps. He fell on the palette knife and didn't rise. The gods had struck him down. He was lying face down. I turned him on his back and pulled the knife out. I tried to stop the blood. It wouldn't stop. And then I fainted.
Nefertiti. Nefertiti, are you all right? Are you all right now?
Yes.
I heard you cry out and I came in. I found his body and carried it outside. Here, let me wipe the blood from these steps.
What?
You had fainted. The Pharaoh breathes no more.
No more?
All is taken care of. In a few minutes, they will find the Pharaoh below with a strangled soldier beside him. I took the knife from you and put it in the soldiers' hands. I will tell them I found the Pharaoh stabbed, killed, found his murderer, and avenged the death.
The next moments were a nightmare. I began to shake with a chill that would not stop. Horanrab lifted me to my feet and then he deliberately kissed me hard on the lips. I have never had such a sick feeling of revulsion in my entire life. I slapped him and beat my fists on him. And then he held me away from him. I was helpless and horrified.
Egypt, in the hands of weaklings and women. But that will change. Oh, yes. Wipe your lips. You will never remove my mouth, Nefertiti. Don't tell me you loved him. You never loved him.
Low creature. Son of a tailor.
Now that your hand is steady with a knife, I am not good enough for you.
You were never.
No. You threw yourself at me. You always have. Oh, thank you, Horanrab. I shall always wear your scarab. I could buy more women than you in a Nubian market for half the money.
Keep the scarab in memory of what you will never have. A man. I go now to protect your name. My last service to Queen Nefertiti of all Egypt.
And so I, Nefertiti, Queen of all Egypt, stood alone to rule my people. I had survived death. I had survived treachery. I had survived love. There will be many who come after who will say I was willful, headstrong, selfish, and perhaps even foolish. But none but the gods will know the strength and the love in my heart was for one deity alone. Egypt.
We close now the golden doors on that golden age and hope these extraordinary people have come alive for you. Like the alabaster vases unearthed from the pharaoh's tombs today, 30 centuries later, the luster remains. The splendor of those ageless dynasties will never dim or die. I shall return shortly.
Listen with your heart and you'll hear more than words.
Grandma?
Yes, sweetheart?
Did my mother ever do anything bad?
Well, what do you mean?
Did she always clean up her room?
Listen with your heart and you'll hear love.
Seems to me I have to remind her to clean up her room on occasion.
Sometimes I forget too.
Well, everyone forgets once in a while.
Jimmy more than me.
No. No, your mother used to ask me that about her brother.
Really?
Listen with your heart and you'll hear love.
You remind me an awful lot of your mother when she was a little girl.
Listening, caring, and sharing. That's what understanding is all about.
Listen with your heart and you'll hear love.
From the Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Not often do we get the chance to dramatize a conflict of ideologies set against a blazing background of power and wealth. Were it not for the triumphant world tour of Egyptian artifacts, these ancients, like a cavalcade of Rip Van Winkles, might have gone on slumbering forever. True, there were always interested experts and students of Egypt, but today, this unusual land and life has awakened everyone. Our cast included Tammy Grimes, Russell Horton, Evie Juster, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
I guess this was in the back of my mind ever since I first saw your face.
What was?
How would you like to be Mr. Leo Winters?
Oh, no way. I like being Al Grissom.
Don't you see how easy it would be to take his place?
Yeah, fine, but what happens to him?
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the problem.
I thought maybe you could think of a way out.
Yeah, I can, but I don't like it.
Try it on me.
No, I think you've already tried it on, and you like it.
Maybe.
Not maybe, positively. That's what you wanted to lay on me when you said you wanted to talk.
You're not only sexy, but you're smart.
Yeah, you bet. Smart enough to stay away from murder.
Well, who said anything about murder?
I did, my lovely. I did. I said murder.
Mrs. E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our mystery theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.